Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Regarding God with total esteem and complete admiration, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3. The worshiper attends faithfully every Sunday, concentrating intently on the object of his worship. All week he has prepared for this day, his thoughts turning frequently to the object of his adoration. When he leaves hours later, his gratitude is profound. His team won, 14-10. Football fans often reflect a truer attitude of worship than the average Christian. A.W. Tozer diagnoses this problem and suggests a helpful remedy. Walk with A.W. Tozer, an American preacher and prolific author on spiritual themes in the 1900s. The quality of our worship is enhanced as we move away from the thought of what God has done for us and move nearer the thought of the excellence of His holy nature. This leads us to admire God. The dictionary defines admire as to regard with wondering esteem, accompanied by pleasure and delight, to look at or upon with an elevated feeling of pleasure. According to this definition, God has few admirers among Christians today. Many are simply grateful for His goodness in providing salvation or answering their prayer in troublesome situations. But the simple truth is that worship is still in infancy until it begins to take on the quality of admiration. Just as long as the worshiper is engrossed with himself and his own concerns, he is a babe. We begin to grow up when our worship passes from thanksgiving to admiration. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 12.
The letter of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when He predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
One quality that binds a fan to his favorite team is his admiration for the player's abilities. To consider the attributes of God should cause no less wonder. He is good, just, merciful, loving, omniscient, omnipotent, majestic, infinite, perfect. Before your next visit to a house of worship, stop to recall who made it all possible. Then ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. 1 Chronicles 16:29.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.